and everybody's in a good mood, especially Brian, who is going to sit back and chill, not worry about it because all the mics are being used, but he gets to eat a big Reese's right
That's
now
right. He's
because
eating.
Karen and Marsha have come bearing gifts and brought me a themed birthday gift.
Llamas.
Llamas. I don't think I've ever mentioned llamas or anything.
It's a Marsha thing. Don't start.
Okay, I was going to say, like I didn't know if there was something that tied us into why you made it a llama-themed birthday, but I got some moon pies and some Twix candy bars and a really nice llama ceramic.
Well, let me tell you, how would you do, would you rather have the llama or would you rather have this one theme I saw was a dog, a beagle, saying, I smell old people.
It's true. You could have had a choice here.
The llama's great. No, but I do appreciate the love. Thank you for that. And let me extend my birthday now an extra morning. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, that's kind of good. KevFest lives on.
It does.
So that's
Brian's
good stuff.
Brian's taking a break, just like his candy bar.
Brian's enjoying his Reese's, and that's his favorite candy bar. Yeah. So that's a good thing for Brian to enjoy the Reese's. So that's good. We appreciate Jared and Brooks that came in here and spent some time with us. That was good stuff for you. But now we want to turn our attention to the positive points on aging, something we do each and every Tuesday that we really enjoy around here, and it's a very productive thing. You know, you started off by talking about how hurricane season's almost over, although we've got a pretty good storm coming through this week for sure with Nicole. But there's no bad time to be prepared for emergencies and to understand that things can pop up at any time.
Absolutely.
Right.
So let's talk about it.
Well, first of all, Karen and I are entering into our second year this month. Do you know that?
With us?
Yes.
Has it?
Yes.
Really?
Well, and I think out of those 2 years, I think we've only done reruns twice.
Yeah, and we had situations, whether it was because of like one time
COVID.
Was COVID. And
holiday.
One was a holiday, right?
Yeah. So anyway.
So I think I've missed more of those shows than you guys have missed.
but
that's good stuff. Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Yeah, good stuff.
Anyway, the objective of this show, of course, is to provide helpful information. In many of our shows, because of our time, you know, we really touched, you know, the tip of the iceberg. But what we're trying to do is bring things to the front so that you guys will be more aware and will want to also look into it for yourself. So what we're going to do moving forward for the next 2 years is we're going to every month have a safety issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are, when you start looking at being prepared for emergencies, there is unbelievable amount of information that really people should be aware of. And what we have at Oak Leaf is that we have, we're very fortunate because when you live in a community like ours, we do monthly drills.
Yep.
Our residents know the drills. Our staff knows the drills. You know, in the event of an evacuation, we have the opportunity to already have our medical transports available to us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of what we want to talk about now are those living at home that don't have those type of organized programs. And there are so many ways that they need to be prepared for any type of emergency. So we're going to start out today with talking about emergency preparedness for our older adults.
Older adults, they face challenges every day. And because of that, you never know quite what to expect. When you have a chronic illness, one day you may be in good shape. One day you may not be in good shape. Mobility issues, vision, hearing, all that's very important. When you live in a community such as Oak Leaf, you have our fire detectors have lights on them so that if you have people who have hearing impairments, they can see. So that makes a big difference. Have you thought about something like that for your loved one at home? We live in an area that is hurricane prone, mm-hmm. tornado prone, mm-hmm. but we also have blizzards. I mean, I remember several years back when the ice storm hit and I didn't have power for 5 days.
Right.
It was not fun.
Things happen.
People now.
We had a 1,000-year flood.
Yeah, we did.
You know, things happen.
And you don't expect it. People are more prepared now with generators than they used to be, but generators only last so long if you don't have the gas to run them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to think about things like that. And so the question I have for you as a person living alone, an older adult, or a child taking care of an older adult that's living alone, are they really prepared? Have you thought, have you put a plan in place?
Yeah, and we, you know, it's funny because the three of us have had talks over this last year a lot about half the battle's having a plan.
Yep.
You know, and with so many things we've talked about, is just so that what have we talked about being instead of having to be responsive, we're staying ahead of the game.
Being proactive instead
exactly.
of reactive.
Exactly. Proactive instead of reactive. Yep. And so again, I think that's really, again, if you have a plan in place, that makes a world of difference because you don't panic at that point.
You don't panic, but remember, plans are only as good as you doing it, too, and
sure,
following them. And
sure.
Sometimes when you do panic, worst case scenario, house is on fire. You may have a plan, but if
right.
you're panicking, you better know your plan.
Yeah. Well, I think of a sporting analogy about the word plan. Brian will appreciate this. He doesn't have a mic because we're using all the mics right now. But Mike Tyson once said, yeah, everybody's got a plan until I hit him the first time.
Point.
Yeah. So
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's got a plan until I hit them the first time, and then that plan goes out the window. So everybody's got a plan, and you're right until it hits the fan.
Yep.
If you would.
There's
I'd still rather you have a plan than not.
Correct.
There's also the assumption that if you're living in your own place, that my son's close by. You know, I'm pointing at you. My son's close by. He can take care of everything.
Right.
What happens if the son is in an emergency situation himself? And he can't get to you, and the phones are down.
Who remembers Hugo? I mean,
sure.
The trees were down on the road. There was no getting to anybody at that point.
Right, right. Things happen. I mean, again, that 1,000-year flood, I mean, unless you've got a pontoon or something, we were all basically stuck in certain places, and there wasn't much you can do about it. And law enforcement didn't want you on the road
right.
unless it was an emergency situation. And so, yeah, there's a lot of reasons that you need to be able to be in a situation. Put it this way. I'm not saying that if you live on your own, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, whomever we're talking about, that you need to be able to solve all the problems in the world that sons or daughters can't get to you. But at the same time, because there's not going to be that often of a situation that comes along where you either don't know it's coming or, I mean, other than tornadoes and earthquakes and a fire, most things like a hurricane
right.
you can prepare for. Or you know, something storm weather-wise you can usually prepare for. The only things you can't really prepare for, and again, I'm not saying that it can't happen, but the earthquakes we've had around here are not something that we've had to worry about.
Right.
And geologists tell us this is not really a concern here. But you know, fires is the most unpredictable thing
right.
in the world. Can happen to any of us at any time. God willing, it doesn't. But it can. And
it
we've
can.
Heard all we've all heard horror stories of I lost everything. You know, that kind of thing. Again, earthquakes I'm not worried about, but tornadoes are legitimate things also that could come up with very little warning. So again, I think it starts with communication, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You have to have a contact person, somebody that's going to call you or check on you physically. I go back to what I just said. Calling may not be an answer. You might need somebody who can physically walk to your house. I know a lot of older folks live not in these neighborhoods where everybody's next door to each other. They might live out on a farm somewhere. But oftentimes they have somebody who lives on the land with them. So make sure somebody can get to you and talk to you. Knock on doors. Make sure somebody knows that you're home alone. That's very important. Know that they're your neighbors and know what's going on with them. Have a list of contact people and keep it by your phone. We talked about this before. Having them on your telephone is wonderful, but those of us who used to remember phone numbers do not remember phone numbers anymore. So have
sure.
them written down. Have the emergency contact phone numbers written down. 911 is great, but maybe you need to have the police station number written down.
Right.
Or an ambulance station written down.
Well, now you also can do ICE in case of emergency.
Yes.
Everyone should have that on their phone. That's who they're going to scroll through your phone if you're in an accident or whatever. They're going to look for ICE, and they're going to say, who is ICE? That's your first contact person.
Right. Tell people what ICE is in case of...
In case of emergency.
Right,
yeah.
right. In case of emergency, and you can just put that in. And again, I love that. That's something I've got in my phone with Lainey's phone number and name, and she's got that in her phone with my name and number. And I really think everybody, this does not even apply to just our older adults. This
Absolutely.
Applies to all of us. In case of emergency, God forbid something happens, you want to know who's the first person you want called. In most cases, it's going to be a spouse or a partner or something like that.
If you got
but whomever.
Kids,
yeah.
your age, I mean,
Absolutely.
They're driving, bad things happen.
Absolutely.
As you
yeah.
know,
of
so.
Course. Yeah. Things happen. So, all right. Well, hold tight, team. We're going to do a quick timeout, get the Fox Business Report in, and then we'll come back and we'll tackle a little bit more. We're just talking about emergency preparedness and, again, being proactive, not reactive.
Mornings with Kev. I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Foxconn, known for assembling iPhones, is boosting its relationship with electric truck maker Lordstown Motors, taking a near 20% stake in the business. Foxconn has already purchased the company's manufacturing facility in Ohio. Lordstown Motors continued to lose money in its recent quarter, and its loss was wider than a year ago. The electric truck company says about 30 commercial pickups are expected to be built by the end of the year. Renault will be working with China's Geely on gas-powered engines and hybrid technology. Renault says it's also in talks with its longtime partner Nissan Motor about investing in its electric vehicle business. Stock futures are higher with voting underway in the midterm elections. Stocks rose on Monday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
With each mortgage-free home, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have made for us. Heroes that put their lives on the line for all of us, risking their lives for our country and our communities. These heroes need your help now more than ever. Help America's heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T, dot.
Is your commute negatively impacted by congested traffic and potholes? State funding is limited, and our roads need immediate attention. So we must act now. Support the Capital Project sales tax to raise local dollars to fix our crumbling roads. Vote yes for roads on November 8th. Learn more at fixourroadslexco.com. Paid for by Lexington County Coalition for Better Roads.
Experience matters when it comes to taking care of your loved one. At Oakleaf Village Lexington, we have a leadership team that has over 100 years of caring for seniors. This means we have the experience you need. You can rest assured that your loved one is receiving exceptional care when living at Oakleaf Village. Don't trust the most important person in your life with anyone. Trust the experts. Trust Oakleaf Village. Call us at 803-808-3477 or visit us at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Hi, honey. How was your first day back at work?
Well, that slip and fall sure did cause me some pain and discomfort. And this swollen ankle is no fun. But thanks to True Pharmacy, the day wasn't a complete waste.
I'm so glad they were able to get you all set up with your ACE bandage wrap and even a set of crutches.
Yes, who knew you could rent your crutches from True Pharmacy?
And they even have wheelchairs to rent and sell. That's good information to know in case we ever need it for our parents as they get older.
I'm so glad we found True Pharmacy. True Pharmacy, two locations, West Columbia and Divine Street.
Attention listeners, con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, but the AARP Fraud Watch Network is here to help you protect yourself and your family. We give you the tools you need to spot and avoid scams. So listen for the AARP Fraud Watch Network alerts, use our scam tracking map to see the latest scams, and sign up for prevention tips and alerts from law enforcement. To learn how to outsmart con artists before they strike, visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Hey, this is Ray.
And Mary Ann with Absolute Glass.
We've been blessed to serve the Midlands glass needs for 20 years.
We have been fortunate enough to help thousands of customers with the best glass service in town, in our store, and all over the Midlands.
Sure, we can fix your windshield, usually at no cost to you.
But at Absolute Glass, we can also care for all your other glass needs too.
Home windows, shower doors, tabletops, shelving, storefronts, and all your commercial needs.
Contact us at 803-951-7200 or at AbsoluteGlassInc.com.
Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hill-West and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Accident-free as you make your way onto our interstates. Construction still causing the slowdowns. I-20 eastbound, mile marker 53 between Long's Pond Road and Highway 378. Clearing accidents on Broad River Road, that one's at Nunnemaker. Also on Fire Tower Road, still slow closer to Willow Fork. Modern Exterminating Company, family-owned and operated for over 60 years. Termite Bed Bug Moisture Control. Modern Exterminating, we know what bugs you. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
In the Bard Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
Actually, it's Kevin Cohen and Brian Leonard, and it's Marsha Clayman, and it's Karen Pickard, and it's our Positive Points on Aging, and we're really happy about that. We love this segment. It's a become a regular thing here that people respond to, and we really appreciate our friends over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington as our partners in doing this and providing us with Karen and Marsha, who come in every week and are already slam busy, but still make time for us and even bring llamas and llama birthday gifts for me. I still don't really understand the whole llama thing, but I've become a fan of the llama now that I found out 15 hearts.
15 hearts.
A llama has 15 hearts.
That's a lot of love.
I'm surprised llamas don't get more pub because of that.
I am too.
I still got to do some research on that.
I don't want to lose our time here, but it is pretty fascinating to talk about the llama. Anyway, and especially the one that's named Dolly, Dolly Llama.
Okay. I would rather talk about being prepared.
Yes, amen to that. Let's return to where we were. I'm sorry.
This is something that my sons used to hate. Their principal used to go through the hallways while people were going to first class, and he would say, if you fail to prepare, you are preparing to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
So what we're talking about is putting together an emergency preparedness plan, and this is what I want you to do. I want you to, first of all, I want you to set up a meeting with your family, your friends, people that are going to be involved in this, and there are five things you really need to talk about first. This is in the event of a disaster where you have to evacuate your home.
Mm-hmm.
One is, how am I going to receive these emergency alerts and warnings? What if the electricity's out?
Right.
Who's going to let me know? Do mm-hmm. you have one of those weather radios?
Mm-hmm.
What is my shelter plan? Where am I going? If you can't get to me, where am I supposed to go? What is my evacuation route? Well, if you can't drive, then, you know, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
What is the family plan? Are you going to meet me someplace? Are you going to come pick me up? And the other one is, yes, I need to update my emergency preparedness kit. And what is a kit? What would you consider that? And it's something that needs to be available at all times.
A good place to get information about that is a website called ready.gov, which is really interesting. That can help you with preparing for these things. But in an emergency, you need to have water. You need to have clean water. You know, we talk about sometimes when a hurricane's coming through or when it's getting cold to have your bathtub filled up with water. It's fresh. You can use it. You can use it to flush toilets. You can drink it, all those good things. You need to have at least 72 hours of preparedness for food. My husband laughed at me not long ago. I said, I hope you went and stocked up on some canned food because I've used all of it. Because it doesn't keep forever. You do have to use these things. And he thinks it's ridiculous that I want to keep canned green beans and canned corn and canned stuff. But if your refrigerator goes out, you better have canned things that you can eat. A good chest freezer will keep food cold for a long time, but you better have a plan on cooking it and how you're going to store it after that as well. So go to ready.gov for a list of items. You need a medical kit. People may or may not think, I have an emergency medical kit in my car and one in my bathroom, and every time I open it, there's something missing that I should have replaced, and it's the one thing I always need.
Mm-hmm.
Ice packs are good. Frozen food, again, it's questionable, but you can always use those pop for ice packs. They mm-hmm. pop, and they get cold when you do them. You might get one of those reflective blankets so that if it's cold outside, you can stay warm. How are you going to stay warm? ID bands. Make sure you have all your contact information on a bracelet or something in case you're not conscious and somebody needs to look and see, who do I call?
Right.
Where do I go? If you're an older person, those kinds of things, I hear people say, well, that's invasive, and that makes me feel old, and that makes me feel weak. Well, yeah, but if you can't talk, you better find somebody that can get you some help and get you some information.
Yeah, I mean, what if you have a situation and right off the bat you're allergic to something that would be one of the first things a paramedic would use? Yeah. I mean, something like that. I mean, who knows? If you've got something medical that people need to wear or know about, no one's trying to invade your privacy, but we're trying to make sure that we could take care of you in the event of an emergency.
Right, exactly. Hearing aids. Do you have extra batteries? Goodness gracious, those things go out quickly. Glasses, contacts. Make sure you have extra pairs because they do break and you lose your contact. Syringes, any medication you might need to have on hand. Keep all that around so that you have an extra stash of it and know where to grab it and go. And if you need a wheelchair or a walker, have extras of those around too. It never hurts.
Right. Not that people are going to have an extra wheelchair in their house on a regular basis, but at the same time, again, have access to one. At least have somebody that, hey, listen, you know, you're my backup wheelchair. Because, I mean, one, let's face it, wheelchairs, most folks don't have wheelchairs.
Right.
A second wheelchair, I mean. But again, make sure you have a way to help you get from A to B. If it's not with a wheelchair, then maybe it's one of those walkers where you could sit and someone can push you on a moving walker, something like that in a crisis.
Right.
That's what we've done with my mom.
Yes. Yeah. And it works really well.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Those things are made to support the weight of most people.
Correct. And they do work. They're not great. I don't advise it all the time.
No, it's not a wheelchair, but it's a great emergency situation.
Right.
And I've used it with my mom when we were out and we were actually at a concert and the legs just... We got up to leave, and the legs weren't there.
We're working.
I was like, all right, listen, we're going to use your walker, but we're going to use it as a wheelchair.
Yep.
So, and I did threaten her several times. I said, woo, I'm going to tip you out. So,
funny, son.
No. She's like, you're not getting your allowance this week.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, one thing that people, it's one of the easiest things that you can purchase. It's a wonderful gift idea for an aging adult. If you're an older adult child taking care of your loved one, get them a life alert.
Amen.
I am telling you. And the thing about Life Alert is that we're here in South Carolina. A lot of them are based out of the people that are going to be calling you. Could be from New York. Could be from California. Could be a good thing that they're not in the area that you're in because that way they're probably
they're
not
in a call
affected.
Center. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. We only have about a minute and a half. I want to make sure you guys get your announcement in. But we also have a caller had a question.
Oh, okay.
So can we get that real quick? Yeah. Let's grab that call real quick. Go ahead real quickly. You're on with Karen and Marsha.
Okay, real quick, in addition to the canned goods, you need a manual can opener because the electric ones won't work.
That's a really good point.
And you need to have a little money because, you know, the ATMs are not going to work, so have a little cash on hand at home, too.
Absolutely. Those are things that you don't think about, but most people have electric can openers now, but they don't work real well when there's no power, so that's a great point. And always, I've always had been one of those people who keeps a little bit of cash on hand just in case.
Thank you for that, Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah.
All right, so in our final moments here, go ahead.
Okay, so Marsha and I are inviting anyone who is interested. We are starting a new series going to be doing every couple of months called Dinner and Discussion for the Sandwich Generation. And it's not just for sandwich generation kids. It can be for older people. But next Tuesday, the 15th, we are going to be doing our first dinner, and it's going to be, the topic is Medicare 101 with Jeff Howell talking about Medicare. It's open enrollment. Do you need to look at? What do you need to talk about? The dinner starts at 5:30 when the doors open, and it ends at 7:30. So it's come in, grab your food, sit and have a conversation with Jeff and get some information. If you're interested in it, give us a call at Oakley Village at 803-808-3477. It will be held at the Lexington Chamber of Commerce next Thursday the 15th. Tuesday the 15th.
Tuesday, right. Tuesday, a week from today.
Yep.
Perfect. Bottom line, week from today.
Yep.
If you have any more questions about anything at all that we've talked about today or anything that you might need when it comes to assisted living and questions, whether it's for Oakley Village or not, Marsha and Karen are both so willing to help share their information, their resources with you. How do they find you?
We're at 803-808-3477.
OakleyVillageLexington.com. And we will continue this preparedness conversation as we go on.
Yeah, this is something that, again, people need to be aware of, and you can never be too prepared when it comes to this kind of stuff. So I really appreciate it, and happy anniversary. Thank you, guys. Thank you for my Dalai Lama ceramic and my candy bars and moon pie birthday gift. Thank you for that. Greatly appreciated. Erica and John coming up next with Your Way Home, and I'll be back this afternoon at 4 o'clock. For Brian, for Marsha, for Karen, thank you so much for listening to The Point, and have a great day. Go vote.
With Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas.